You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Team Never Quit podcast is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Partner with Navy Federal Credit Union to pay down credit card debt. Learn more at NavyFederal.org.
Team Never Quit Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the TNQ podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Luttrell. Every week, it's my job to fire you up, to ignite the legend inside of you, and to push you to your greatness. Join me every week as I take you into my briefing room with some of the most hard-charging people on the planet. They're going to show you how to embrace the suck of life, teach you the values of working your ass off, and charge through whatever life throws at you. This is the Team Never Quit podcast. So buckle up, Buttercup.
Hey, everybody. Hunter here. Welcome back to another episode of Team Never Quit podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening in, and please don't forget to subscribe. Today we're going to change it up a little bit and have more of an internal podcast between us. Going to throw it back to 2022, give a little recap, something I'm pretty excited about, even for us kind of listening through it. That being said, we'll still start it off with our Patreon question of the day, which is, what is society doing now that in 20 years will be looked back at, laughed at, and ridiculed?
I think it's using an iPhone, because by then we'll have some little magic chip that slips into your fingers.
Like the social media, that kind of stuff.
You just think about it and it posts.
Yeah, there's going to be some super crazy weird
us arguing over color and some of the stuff we're fighting over. 20 years, that's a long time. They'll look back on that and being like, man, what in the hell?
Yeah.
Well, 25 years ago, when Hunter was like
barely born.
I did not have a cell phone. Cell phones back then were super expensive.
It was a bag phone.
You had to pay like by the minute. You had to pay like a subscription fee and by the minute. And I just didn't have the money to do that. So if I would have been told 20 years ago or 25 years ago that today I could literally do everything from a little device that I hold in my phone, like everything, work, pay my bills, order groceries to be delivered to the door, order my son's school supplies to be delivered the next day. Like literally I can do anything and everything. We traveled to Italy and FaceTime our grandparents. Oh, like
that thing not only can do that, it can make other people do things.
When
we show up, when she plans a trip, there's people waiting. They already know what that thing, that's why I call it a communicator.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on how you use it, man, it can, think about that. That's somebody said it, it might've been you, man. It's like reaching down, like your apps are doorways or windows into some kind of whatever. And you reach into that phone, you pull out anything.
Oh yeah.
But 25 years ago, I would have never in my wildest dreams.
Nobody saw that.
Imagine that I'd be able to do all of this. So that's why I say the iPhone now in 20 to 25 years will be completely obsolete.
We'll laugh at it just like the bag phone.
We'll be like, oh, that old honky thing like we think of as a cassette tape player.
Yeah. Or we'll have the AI chips by then.
Well, I was gonna say,
everything's just going to get synced more into the head.
Yeah, sophisticated. Yeah. Not sophisticated, but the how fast and sharp in the way we use it. Like the humans stay the same. If you walk mm-hmm. outside, I mean, there ain't much. Yeah. Matter of fact, it can go backwards.
Yeah.
If you get too twisted up in that stuff.
I'll tell you what doesn't change. Braces. Our kids have the same freaking
pivot, man.
Braces.
I was like, I can rattle like
that. I had to get when I was 15 years old, and I'm almost 44, and I just took the kids to the orthodontist, and they have to get the same damn thing.
We talked about that.
I just think that's so weird. No,
it's not. Yeah. One, because when you're going through that phase, your funky body phase, and then they strap iron to your mouth, just like we had to go through it, it's a rite of passage.
Mm-hmm. I know. So I think that won't change.
No, it probably won't.
Yeah. That's like going to be a forever thing.
It is. It's just funny looking.
Yeah.
I mean, you put our kids in braces, how many years early? 9?
Because I didn't want them
to
have
She's getting them braces. I was like, what? They're not even teeth in that head.
I didn't want them to have it in high school like I did.
I hear you.
I don't make calls when that's outside my pay. That's above my pay grade. That's mama stuff. I just do what I'm told when it comes to that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. That was a good wrap up. All right, so this episode, we are going to do a flashback to 2022. This is just an internal chat. We've got Marcus, myself, Hunter, and John. Andrew is transitioning out. He's focusing on his beefy marketing. And Hunter is transitioning in. And we're super excited to have Hunter as part of the team.
Very excited to be back.
Yes.
It's going to be fun now. I mean, because I can yell at him all day. It doesn't matter. Where's he going to go?
He can't leave.
He's got insight, too. He's been around since the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming full circle now. So,
how about that?
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, too. I mean, it should have been a disaster. You. The life. I mean, we threw you into everything so fast coming at you. I mean, I came into your life. I'll never forget when we dropped you off. We're standing at that corner after that was a Super Bowl, and Wahlberg drove off with you.
Yeah, the Super Bowl in Arizona.
How badass was that? Had that BMW inside?
Oh, dude, we're just walking on the side of the road, and then he pulls
down
up
the side there.
Yeah, he pulls up in a black Suburban.
He's like, hey, Mark Wahlberg, pulls up in a black Suburban, rolls the window down. He's like, hey, what's up? What y'all doing? He's like, kind of this ending. Come on, let's go. Let's go have a good time. And I'm kind of thinking in my head, yeah. And he goes, no, Hunter.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't even standing next to me. You were farther behind me.
Yeah, dude.
So he saw me, and he's like, hey,
come on.
Yeah, Hunter went and hung out with him, and Marcus and I went to bed. Yeah.
Yeah, you should, man. The fact that you're a college grad, I'm just, good job. I'm not the last compliment I'm paying you now that you work for me. I just wanted you to know that I love you. From this point on,
I love you too.
It's all game.
We've had a very long, crazy ride.
Lots of journeys.
Yeah.
Lots of stories.
Overseas trips are the best. Yeah, oh yeah. We've come a long way since that freaking video when we started playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got in it. For any of you guys who step up to be dads, and when you step in, everybody, you got to find an in, right? You got to find some kind of. We never actually sat down and talked about all this. Mm-hmm. I do a decent job helping raise you.
For sure. Yeah.
Hunter, so just for backstory, Hunter was 12, right?
11. It was like 11 or 12.
Yeah. And
when I came strolling in the door.
Now, when Marcus and I met, we met and immediately.
The next day.
Like.
Well, tell that story.
Yeah.
I met on a blind date and I freaking.
Now, I had dated before, but I never really brought guys around Hunter. I mean, I brought like some guy friends around him and.
Yeah, but a man walked through the door.
Yeah, I never had a man spend the night at the house with Hunter there. So that was like, I kept my life very separate, like mom life to whatever. So Hunter comes home and Marcus is literally already moved in. After one night. And he's like, what is going on? It was just such a weird...
That was fun, man.
It was such a weird thing, but Marcus handled it really well.
That was a great time.
Hunter handled it.
Straight, we were gone for 2 weeks on vacation and then come back. Come back, I'm like, oh, hey there.
He's moved into the house when you come off vacation. Guess who's here? Surprise.
Yeah. Well, he's living with us now.
While I was... While I was on vacation.
So
this goes.
We were on vacation, and while I was on vacation is when you and I first started talking.
That's right.
And so Hunter and my little sisters, they saw me talking to you on the phone all freaking night long.
Scared me a few times.
Yeah, because I go to bed really early. I do not stay up late. I've never been one of those moms to like hang out with the kids all night. And I was on the phone until like 4 or 5 in the morning. And the kids would come upstairs and I'm up. They're like, "What? What are you doing? Who are you talking to?" They just could not understand why I was on the phone so much. And then when we get back, Hunter went somewhere for 2 weeks, like
camp,
my
right?
dad's or camp or something, and then comes back. And by that time, I had already met Marcus. He had already moved in. And Hunter comes back and he's like, "Wait, what?"
What a time.
And now here we are.
Yeah. So it was a big, like, rush. But it was good.
It was, but, I mean, we haven't looked back and
yeah,
it's been a great ride ever since.
I mean, yeah, we have fun. Did you have fun?
I haven't stopped having fun.
Now,
oh, man, I think of some of the stuff you got hooked up with coming through, and I just...
All of our friends always say when they die and come back, they want to come back
as Hunter. They come back as our kid.
Because,
which is fair. That's fair.
He's had some really cool moments, but you've handled it with class every time, so we're very proud of you.
I've had some great teachers.
You've not gone overboard, which you could have done. You could have completely gone off the rails.
And if you have, that means you've hidden it so well that I taught you everything I know and keeping that away from your mother who can find anything. Yep. She can move satellites around in space. It's the weirdest thing. I'm with a phone call. Don't think that's not possible.
Yeah.
So if you've kept it going, just well done.
We're very proud of you.
I really appreciate it.
Now that we got the young ones, you got to make sure you help us on the pass down.
Yeah. Okay, so we were going to go back through 2022, and I just wanted to read off the list of the podcasts that we've done in 2022, just a little flashback, and as a shout-out, as a thank you to everybody who came on. We have Gunnery Sergeant Christian Bussler. He was a retired mortuary affairs Marine, and he wrote a book called No Tougher Duty, No Greater Honor. That was a great episode.
Well, that's exactly how I would say about that job.
Yeah.
Every job that we have in the civilian world out here is mimicked inside the military. Or think about it vice versa. The military is how it really works, kind of runs. I mean, right. The country does run off the military as well. But to be around that all the time, whether there's a war on or not, they're dying, so they're always having to deal with that.
Yeah. We had Michelle Black. She's a Gold Star widow and author of Sacrifice, A Gold Star Widow's Fight for the Truth. Her husband was a Green Beret.
Yeah.
We had Dr. Patrick Bisher. He's a former Navy SEAL and author of Warrior of God.
Yeah.
And founder of Grit Academy. Zachary Bell, a.k.a. the veteran with the sign. He's got a great social media platform where he holds up.
I can't drive down the road without thinking about every time I see one.
Yeah. A cardboard sign. Yeah, yeah. He's got a great platform for just positive messages.
Good dude.
Yeah, for veterans. Dale Brisby.
How about that cowboy?
Great
story.
What's his
Radiator Ranch?
No, what's his saying though?
Greatest bull rider ever.
Old son. Hey, old son.
Yeah, we love Dale Brisby. He's actually become a good friend. And
y'all know who he is. You check that out.
Yeah, he's got a Netflix show called How to Be a Cowboy. And it's actually really funny. Marcus and I sat and binge watched the whole thing. He's got a great personality, really funny guy.
For all y'all coming in from California and New York and you're moving down here in Texas, we got some rules. We're going to explain them to you.
Yeah.
All right. And there's some customs and traditions that we follow that they don't follow in other states. It's not more or less a law, but it is a rule. So there's a few boys down here that can show you some of the things we do. And Dale's one of them.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We had the best governor of Texas, Rick Perry.
Yeah.
He is just amazing.
The guy with too many titles.
Yeah, he has.
When you walk in the door and no one knows what to call you,
right. Yeah.
That's how you know you've done some
Secretary of Energy, Gov. He'll always be Gov to me. I don't care. In 20 years, he'll always be Gov. He's like the ultimate.
He's in a big leather motorcycle jacket. It just says it on the back of it, man.
Yeah.
If you ever wanted to, I mean, truthfully, somebody who cares about the country.
No.
Genuinely great man. Like one of them.
Yeah.
There's not very many of them.
He's on his way here to pick up trash out of 290.
How about that?
Which is in our podcast studio.
Ended up not being trash.
We'll post it on our Patreon for people to see. There's this gaudy gold framed picture that's huge. And he actually, he was on his way here from Austin and he pulled over on the side of the road because this big old picture flew out of someone's truck. And he picked it up.
Y'all aren't thinking, like the way we're trying to explain right now is not, I know what you're thinking in your mind. There's this little frame thing with a picture. No. This thing has
a massive,
huge frame around it. Two of them, matter of fact.
That's a good two and a half inch, three inch.
Yeah, wow. How tall is that? 4 feet?
Yeah,
it's a huge
picture.
Like
a large living room size picture.
I mean,
it would go over someone's mantle.
If it flew out of somebody's truck, there's no way in hell it should look like that. Moreover, look, we have a peacock in the back.
Yeah, and it's got a peacock on it. Okay, we've got Tommy O'Hare. He's a 22-year veteran of the NYPD and a former Army Mastery Sergeant.
That's a great story. Double threat guy.
Like yeah. We had Robert Paler. I think about him all the time. Like, he... Not like that, babe. Don't look at me like that. No.
Well, I mean, I got admitted. This is what's going to start happening.
Oh, my gosh. He's like, a college kid. He's Hunter's age.
That's even worse.
Oh, my gosh. Stop.
Young man. Do I need to get back in the gym?
I think about...
You see what that says right there?
Oh, my gosh. I think about his story all the time. This kid...
Remind me about it? Because I completely forgot about him.
Oh,
matter of fact,
stop.
I have no idea who he is.
Yes, you do.
It's the same problem we ran into with Wahlberg.
Oh, my gosh, stop. Okay, he is the UC Berkeley, he was a rugby player, and someone hit him super shitty, and he became paralyzed. And he was told he would absolutely never walk again. He was, like real, real hurt.
Oh,
and,
I remember who he is.
Not only did he just work his ass off on even just being able to wiggle his toes, he was able to go back to Berkeley, graduate from Berkeley, and walk across the stage, which I just think that's, like, such a cool story. Awesome. Yeah, and he actually posts – you can follow him on Instagram, and he posts daily videos.
No, I'm going to follow him, all right.
Oh, stop. And he gets – oh, my gosh. He gets he posts, like, how many days it's been. Every day he'll say, like, it's been 1,000 whatever days since his injury. Anyway, super inspiring guy. Mike Etor.
Wisdom.
I read
the book every day.
Yeah. He's a retired Marine Corps.
I'm not making that up either. It's true.
Officer.
Right there by the toilet. Sure you get your best wisdom.
He's founder of the Fidelis. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Leadership group. And he has written a couple of books about wisdom, and it's like the Stoics.
It's good because he takes all the wisdom from the Stoics back in the day, from Marcus Aurelius,
and just breaks it down.
And then, and the way he did it was great because he has the saying, because wisdom's real short.
Yeah.
And but then he'll have an example in his life how it applied. So it's good stuff.
Okay, Angela Rose. She was one of the. She got kidnapped.
Yeah, awesome lady.
Outside of the mall. This was back. Speaking of 25 years ago, when there was no cell phones. We're about the same age. I think a year apart. She was in high school working at the mall. Goes to her car, and someone had been following her and parked next to her, abducted her when she was trying to get in the car. And anyway, crazy story. Just unbelievable fight and grit inside her.
Amen to that.
Yeah, and she's now the founder of PAVE, and it's a organization where she helps victims of sexual assault. I also think about her all of the time, too. Rich Ace Franklin, 3-time MMA world champion, VP of ONE Championship.
Best ever.
Host of ONE
Warrior Series. Got the magazine right over there.
And the Quite Franklin podcast. Kara Chamberlain, she was also...
Which we never got invited on, did we? I'm going to talk to old Rich about that.
Kara Chamberlain was also... It was so crazy. We had two... abduction podcast or two interviews really close together. Kara was also kidnapped by a serial killer. And she was 15 years old and she escaped. Then she became a police officer.
Yeah.
And she's a survivor advocate as well. Great story.
I think they're making a Lifetime movie right now.
Oh, are they?
I saw on her Instagram the other
day. Oh, my gosh.
We talked about that, didn't we? I went with her. I was like, man, something like that's got to happen. She's too inspirational for it.
Absolutely.
That'd be awesome. Todd DeGhetto.
Yeah, the skipper.
Todd DeGhetto was one of Marcus's skippers in the SEAL teams. He is a retired Navy captain out of 30 years in the SEAL teams.
He's a badass.
Yep. He's also a speaker for our Team Q speakers. Travis Wilson, retired Green Beret and founder and CEO of Elite Performance. Alpha Elite Performance. We have Brian Reese, founder and CEO of the VA Claims Insider, former Air Force officer and author of You Deserve It. Dustin Deffenderfer. Diefenderfer.
Yeah.
Diefenderfer. Founder
it's tough.
Of...
It's tough to say his name. And yeah. It's tough to forget. But you know, dude, he's tough as hell. Yeah, the bear rug.
Yeah, the bear rug, yeah.
And okay, he sent us a bear rug.
Yeah, full on.
Full on. We'll also...
The one that's in there?
Yes.
Yeah, it's in there.
We will post a picture.
Still there, yeah.
We'll post a picture for the Patreon subscribers of the bear rug. It's really cool. He has found.
Can't believe what shows up here.
Yeah,
it's actually crazy.
I mean, it's unbelievable what shows up here. Mm-hmm. This is its own treasure chest.
Yeah, and we appreciate the bear rug.
Oh yeah,
say
man.
Thank you for bear rug.
Well, that guy was great.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, they drop some pretty good challenges when they send stuff in here. I got to come up with some crafty things to send back. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, how do I top that?
Yeah.
And then we've got Tracy Walder, former CIA.
Yeah.
She had a crazy story. She wrote a book called The Unexpected Spy. I figured
she's just one you want to have in your crew as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because what all of y'all out there, when y'all think about us and our agencies and what spies look like and what they don't look like, and I mean, if you want to talk about it's Unexpected Spy, right?
Yeah, Unexpected Spy.
I mean, she nailed that.
Also has a Instagram, and she breaks down like current events, what's going on, into like a layman's terms of what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they're talking about classified documents, she'll really break that down.
I'll break it down and tell you right now, you ain't supposed to have those. Freaking period.
Yeah, but she goes into details about the current events. If you are interested in that kind of stuff, I would definitely follow her on Instagram. She's got a great
platform. That is even up for debate.
Okay, Stephanie Herzog. She is...
Yeah, son Max.
Her son Max.
A great family. That's the Connecticut family.
That is the Connecticut family.
I'm going to make sure we buddied up with them, man. They were
love
great.
This family. Marcus went out there to do a speech. We really had no idea.
You think everybody up there is mean and it's just like no one goes the best.
Yeah.
Scenery. I mean, just the food.
So when Marcus gets hired to do speeches.
Back, so we...
Yes, we did. When Marcus does speeches, we don't really find out much about the group until like the day of or the day before. And I knew that we were going speak to, it was like a fundraising thing. That's basically all I knew. And we get there, and this family was just, they just welcomed us with open arms. They literally felt like they've been part of our family forever. Yeah.
The granddad's a badass. So, like, okay, so it's a big deal when you drop, when a man says something or when he puts a fence around something.
Mm-hmm.
When a dude drops a flag.
Oh, yeah.
That means something completely different.
Yes, it does.
And granddad's, I mean, when his boy got sick, he's like, watch this. And freaking drop that flag down, and that whole family, that town, really, man.
It's the whole town.
It's one of those kind of deals where everyone knows everyone. Well, the picturesque beach community that knows everyone.
Like, I'm sure books are written about yeah, this
Hemingway
town.
Probably had to throw some towns. Like, yeah. Yeah, all that, man.
This town is picture perfect in Connecticut on the beach. I mean, just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful ocean. And this family and really everyone in the whole town was so freaking
showed out for
nice.
This whole thing, man, and had a blast.
Is it awesome. Similar to that, not Rosemary in Florida? What's that other one right next to it?
Alice Beach or whatever? Or,
man, I've never seen anything like this.
We've never seen anything like this.
I've never seen anything like it. It's its own deal.
And because it's like in the north, you just automatically think that they're going to be rude because that's just the rumor.
I think you got to get through a lot of rudeness to get to them.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're in there. They're tucked in there pretty deep.
They were so freaking nice. And anyway, we've adopted this family like our own.
Yeah, we redneck cousin them. We just show up now. Show like, up. Hey, what's up? Yeah.
Uncle Eddie.
That's our RV. We're show up.
Yeah, their son, Max, has a very rare type of muscular dystrophy called Duchenne, and they started this organization called Cure Rare Disease, and they've actually helped a lot of different children with rare diseases. And I just, anyway,
if you're not familiar with what that one is, it makes him look like a bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably, what is he, 7?
Mm-hmm.
And he looks like an amazing calves.
Yeah.
Like if you saw that body on an adult, you'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Way to go. Yeah. Put some work in.
Yeah.
It's like that guy is all strength. I mean, because when you see him too, his personality, Max, he's just
he's a freaking very sweet kid. The whole family.
The whole family's great, man.
So we love the Herzog family. Jason Koger, he was the first bilateral arm amputee in the world to receive 2 bionic hands. He's author of Handed a Greater Purpose. Ben,
see what he did there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. You got a great sense of humor like that after getting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was
that
a great story, too.
Yeah,
I mean, just
he had a regular
dad, just every day. He was riding around on the 4-wheeler.
He was regular till he wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
And now he's bionic.
Yeah, now he's bionic.
That was a really good story. All of these stories were great. Ben Kessling, the Wall Street Journal correspondent, former Marine Corps infantry officer and author of Bravo Company.
That was
a great story. Colin O'Brady, the American professional.
He's a straight up war correspondent. That's what Ben Kessling.
Yeah. So we had Colin O'Brady.
He trekked across Antarctica.
Yeah.
Right?
Antarctica, on his own power.
I mean,
unsupported.
Just like, yeah.
He's going after something else, too.
No motorist. He's...
Yeah. Didn't he go to Yale? One of the overachieving nexuses that we shouldn't have on here?
I don't know if he went to
Probably
Yale.
Did.
We need to go back and listen to that one.
Cross Antarctica.
And Everest.
Yeah, he's the one that...
he's going to row
the
Dead Sea.
Scale. The scale, fun scale, type 1 fun, type 2 fun. Remember he talked
about...
Like type 1 fun's laughing and watching a great movie. Type 2 fun was it's fun when it's not happening, but a week later you like it.
Right.
Like he put fun into perspective.
You're talking about putting some thought into something.
Yeah. That's when you're trekking across Antarctica.
Yeah, that's what that is. That's what that is. You have time to think and really get into it.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Yeah.
Okay, we had Jericho Denman. He's a retired Army Ranger and senior Jericho's content best, production manager at Black Rifle Coffee Company. We had
funny God dog. That guy's got some his sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Mike and Ray on to talk about the story of Medal of Honor recipient Michael Mansoor, which is a great story.
He's one of ours.
Yes,
Michael.
Yes, Travis Osborne, which was the Green Beret pulled medic
my ass off the mountain
that attended to Marcus when he was in the village. We had Mike McCassell, who is also an extreme athlete and a performance coach, world record holder, and he has something called the 12 Labors Project.
How about that one?
Yeah, he's...
I mean, because we talked to him about it. I was like, hey, man, you need to put a title on after you finish those. That's a lifetime thing he's going after, right?
Yeah, it's
like
really
each one
is.
Of those. Yeah, that's right.
Benjamin Sledge, he was the 11-year combat veteran, Bronze Star, Purple Heart recipient. He was the one that, like, everybody in his family had served, basically.
And they made movies about him.
Yeah. Mike Shorman, first athlete with disabilities to cross all five Great Lakes. I think he did that on a paddleboard.
Yeah, paddleboard.
Nelly Attar.
Shake your jelly with Nelly.
Shake your jelly with Nelly. She was a Lebanese national, born in Saudi Arabia, and became one of the first Arab women to summit K2. She's really kind of broken.
Her dad, right, was the big push on that.
Yeah.
Motivated her.
Mm-hmm. But her, she has become like this huge
she's
inspiration
absolutely.
For women in sports
everywhere
in
over there,
Arab countries. Ben Askren, collegiate wrestling record holder. He had the Team USA Olympian, professional mixed martial artist, UFC championship fighter, and now he's got a bunch of like wrestling.
Oh yeah, he's bad at real smart.
Yeah, like wrestling schools.
Schools, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like a true teacher of the
He's
game.
A teacher.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome. Him and his brother do it together,
that's right.
I think.
Yep.
Mark Lauren, he's the one who changed really the physical training in the Army, and he like focused on like strength and conditioning. He had a really good just
that's
athlete
right.
story. Rishi Sharma, 25-year-old on a mission to meet...
How about that kid?
...and interview World War II mm-hmm. veterans of the Allied countries.
There you go. How about that freaking dude?
We love this kid. Drive. This kid is on this mission with no money. Like...
No, I mean, you would talk... straight gate to heaven.
Yeah.
Let all the freaking elders love you.
And he's living
you
out
know,
of...
Like, who was the last person you were with before you died? Was anybody seeing you? Well, there's this random dude who came over and asked me about my life. When you're a kid, like most people who no, just some
random. No, just
yeah.
some guy.
Yeah, buddy, you're good.
Yeah, and he's living out of his car to do it.
Can you believe
he
that?
Has no money. And that's, I hope in 2023.
It's more than that, too, man. He kept going through the numbers. He's like, oh, yeah. Like, well, how do you do this? He's like, well, you know, I got to kind of get around that part and do this.
Yeah, he has.
Got to figure it out.
He has nothing. He's
Does he
doing
have a GoFundMe?
No,
no,
he's doing it because he loves it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not doing it for any other reason. He loves listening.
You ever see him tell them stories when he leaves them? Man, you don't understand when they start talking to you, like
mm-hmm.
really,
really,
like
talking.
Not old people telling you something to do, like the normal, the elders. Excuse me, not old,
yeah.
the elders. Mm-hmm. But when they open up, you never see that side of them.
No,
and he really has found a family within these World War II veterans. Like, they have become his family.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, what I was saying is, in 2023, I really hope that T&Q can partner with him somehow and help spread the stories that he's creating. I don't know. I feel like there's something there. We need to figure that out. I don't know how that's going to work, but I really hope in 2023 you see more of Rishi Sharma from T&Q. Brother Luck. Brother Luck was the celebrity chef.
Man, how about that handle?
Yeah.
You always want Brother Luck in the kitchen, man.
Yeah, he's got a great story. Mental health advocate, and he wrote a book called No Luck's Given.
That's right.
That's a great
title.
Yeah,
another one.
Okay, Keith Nightingale.
The Nightingales.
This guy has accomplished so much.
He's the one guy where when you read his bio and his resume, it's there's so much stuff in there that it's made up.
You think it's made up? Like we had to
we called everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, like hardcore checking that, like you know these dudes know this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we put out those feelers and we're sitting around waiting. And then some of the texts I would get back, and he goes, and one of them was like, "Oh, yeah, I know it all sounds like fabricated bullshit, but dude's legit."
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it said. Dude's legit.
We vetted him because it sounded like too awesome to be true.
I mean, calling guys who don't even like guys.
Right. Yeah.
Even if they were good, they'd be like, "No, he's a piece of shit."
Everybody.
Never heard any of that. Not about the Nightingales.
Yeah. Keith Nightingale.
I'm sure it's Florence Nightingale's relative down the road. You look at that woman did for us. She was wonderful.
So he actually has a couple of books out, and I need to order them. They're in my Amazon cart. I recommend everyone listen to his story. He's just really incredible. He's been in every conflict basically since Vietnam, and he's not cocky about it or anything. He's super humble guy.
He's like, man, he wrote up the protocols for anything that was badass.
Mm-hmm.
And his mission right now is to tell people about the Normandy, the D-Day thing.
Yeah.
So this June, we're going to try to actually out to Normandy and see mm-hmm. what he does. But he has really helped kind of put together this anniversary, D-Day anniversary in Normandy, and that's really his biggest passion is sharing those stories. So
talk about a wealth of knowledge. That's the one dude you want to stumble into a bar one day and just kind of sitting in the corner and just let that sucker start talking.
Mm-hmm. And then we have David Neese and Trent Gibson, The Gift, the story of Medal of Honor recipient Jason Lee Dunham.
Yeah, Dunham.
Yeah, great story. Those guys were great too. So that wraps up 2022, who we had on the podcast. And we're really excited about 2023. Marcus, every single year, we kind of hide this. I don't know if we've ever.
No, we don't hide it anymore.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it.
Everybody knows where I'm at this time. But it's out there.
Well, it's out there to our friends, but a lot of people don't understand. Marcus actually goes to Pensacola every February, ever since we've been married. And he spends a few weeks out there doing physical rehab. Ever since his accident, he's gotten a really good relationship.
Hold on there, Missy.
Really good relationship with the guys at Andrews Institute.
Pensacola's my second home. I'm a Pensacola gangster, man. That place is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem people knowing where I'm at that time. Yeah. You got to find me, whatever. But yeah. Don't come find me. I'm doing my physical therapy there.
Yeah, he does his physical therapy every day, and he does it for a few weeks, and then he comes home, and he's good all year. He kind of practices it's like a jump start every year.
Yeah, it's a good reset.
Yeah, and what's neat is during that time, the combine kids, the college kids going up to the draft, the NFL, football players, going to the NFL, they are there at the same time.
That's
and
right.
So Marcus tends to pick on them.
I'm their mental coach. And my boys go first round, first pick. You know what I'm saying? Dude, I've been doing this long. I got over 14 years. I got a third of the league in under my watch. So it's a thing for me now.
I hope.
I don't get paid for it or nothing, man. It's just me and him and those other coaches in there putting them suckers through the ringer. Oh, and there's SF guys in there.
Yeah, there's also other SF guys also doing physical therapy like Marcus.
It's the best place on the planet.
Yeah. But Marcus, it's not solicited training. He just kind of goes up there and gives these guys like a middle.
I don't have a choice. I just walk straight to him. Hey, boy, what you got, man? Tell me about it. I saw you on the national, all them kids. Like,
so they probably think he's like crazy old,
Now that I have white on my face? Nah, I really get in. Wait till I turn 50, man. It's on, dude.
Oh,
yeah.
I guarantee you they think you are just batshit crazy.
They do.
Probably do.
They do. And somebody who says, I am when I walk in there, it takes eventually they'll be like, man, who is this guy?
Yeah, who's this tatted up? They probably think you're a drug dealer.
Because as soon as I walk in, I'm freaking screaming.
I could see it.
And
oh my gosh.
It's awesome. Especially with the linemen. They're all 650 and 900 pounds.
Yeah, definitely.
And just awesome that the talent with
specimens,
these kids.
Yeah.
That's how I get a read on the next generation coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I deal with their alphas.
Yeah.
And I sit there with them for weeks. And I mean, by the time we're done, I keep in touch with a lot of them. I mean, it's a family thing. If they ever need anything, not just football, I mean, it's a life thing. But Damien and I talk all the time.
Yeah, there's been a couple of guys over the years that we've stayed in touch with, and it's just really neat to see them grow in their career.
Spread through the league.
Yeah.
I mean, to watch them become stars, I'm so proud of them, man, just to watch them do that. And the cool part is we have them in there training to go, and they're scared.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got these the SF dudes in there have been blown up and shot.
Right. Yeah, most of them are amputees of some
burnt.
Sort.
Yeah. And so we're in there working out together, and they're just kind of like, it reminds us how strong we used to be, and then it reminds them, it's like, hey, man, you can go through anything.
Right, yeah.
Are they still calling it Exos? Because they change the name all the time.
Yeah, it changes every three.
It's whatever. Through the Andrews Institute in Pensacola or Gulf Breeze.
There was a place they ever put out what they said that was...
That place.
What they were supposed to, it's that place, man. Like, I have to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's good to have a routine like that, too, to reset yourself.
And there's a kid in there. There's a couple dudes that's been with us since the beginning.
Yeah.
There's a guy, my coach Anthony. He's been there. He put more guys back into the show. He's probably the best coach on the planet of Earth.
I believe it.
And he won't even tell you that. He's a Mississippi kid. All he loves to do is hunt and train. Yeah. Train people. And I mean, everyone goes through him.
Yeah.
And you never know it. Those are the ones that get overlooked.
Oh, yeah.
Him, there's nothing to do named Russ, and they run that program for, and they've been around. They don't get near the credit they should, but I mean, you can't believe who's gone through that house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so many,
The
stars.
Money that they generate for this entire United States, and they don't make nothing.
Yeah. It's not just football, too.
No, it's everything. Baseball.
Throughout the year, soccer, they have
people coming in from out of the country coming in.
Yeah, they have athletes of all kinds. It's really neat to see. Before the kids got into school, I used to go with Marcus.
We had a great time doing it. That was our deal.
Yeah, we had fun doing it. But ever since the kids started school, I can't just leave for the month of February.
I do.
Bummer.
Mobile father. I'll come in with it. I don't care, man. I'll be real bad if I don't go do that.
I'm not calling you out on it. I'm saying I can't go. But no, it's just a really neat place, and it's kind of created like a little family atmosphere there. So in February, we might do one replay of an old episode or something, and that's because Marcus is doing his thing.
I don't want anybody to know about that place. It's like hidden.
Yeah.
It's definitely a gem.
Oh.
Yeah. Hunter, you got to do some stuff there.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there a few times.
Yeah, you got to do some training.
It's cool. Just hanging out.
It's a really, really neat place, and they have something called the Eagle Fund where you can donate, and the donations help former. Is it just Special Forces?
I don't even know if we're taking donations anymore, man.
No, you are because they sent me a link.
It's like, man,
it's good. It's the EagleFund.org. And
that one works.
Yeah, Marcus.
It started on me and another Delta guy.
Yeah, Marcus was
the first two there.
First guinea pig back in 2000.
And that's what we were.
2007 or 8?
8. 2008.
Yeah. Anyway, that's us. That's wrap up for 2022. Hunter, what did you want to talk football?
While we're on that football topic with all those guys. Obviously, have a big football game coming up here. By the time this episode comes out, it'll be just around that Super Bowl time. So, gotta ask everybody who you got. Who's your teams?
Okay, I'm not real up to date with football. So right now...
I'll give you the rundown of who's playing. Yeah. At the time of this recording, going into the championship, you have San Francisco playing... the Chiefs and Bengals. First off, I think Joe Burrow is going to take it all the way.
Well, it's a Burrow's family, obviously.
Okay, we are a huge LSU family. Joe Burrow.
So we don't even have... It's the Eagles.
Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles. Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Hey, man, they're doing good.
So, yeah, they've had a heck of a season.
Eagles,
yeah.
Eagles have done really good.
And they're about due. Philadelphia gets pissed. I mean, it's been forever.
Yeah, I think my prediction, Eagles are going to win the championship. They're going to be playing Eagles and Bengals. Bengals are going to take it all the way.
When the last time? So, the Bengals have been in the Super Bowl recently, right?
Last year.
Last year,
yeah.
Philadelphia was when?
I don't know.
Now we're getting into real football.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute?
I have no idea. Is Mahomes back online?
Is his ankle still tweaked or is he still good?
So they say he's not going to be 100%, but he will most likely be playing.
He's a tough guy.
Texan boy. Yeah, Texan guy. Much love for that. But
he should really opt to go to the Texans. I'm just saying.
There's a lot of people.
There should be a rule in Texas. I feel like there should be a rule, right?
I mean, if you're from Texas.
Our own underground rules in here about, like, man, like, we're going to put some time into you.
Yeah. If you're going to claim to be from Texas, you need to play for a Texas team.
So,
just saying.
From this website right here, it's saying the Eagles won in 2017.
That's right. I knew it had been in. All right. So then what about San Francisco? How long has it been?
San Francisco... I want to say since I was a kid, like Jerry Rice era.
Oh, like young and Montana time.
Oh my gosh. I have a funny story. This was before you and I met, babe. Hunter, when
always
we...
started out like that.
Well, I was not bad, but Hunter got home from school. His like practice had gotten canceled. He had always had sports on the weekends, and some whatever it was got canceled. This was like a Friday at maybe 3:30.
I just got home from school.
And I was like, do you want to go to a movie? We were looking at movies. I was like, do you want to go on a trip this weekend? I couldn't figure out what to do. I just wanted to get out of the house.
We were looking at movie times on the computer.
Yeah.
We found a movie. We're like, all right, we're going. I'm gonna go upstairs to change because I had my school clothes on. Go upstairs to change, come back down. She's like, actually, I just bought tickets to San Francisco.
Yeah, and I'm like, let's go to a
football game. How badass of a mom is that?
I said, let's just go to a football game.
Again.
Yeah.
With your life, dude.
With your life. So, I think I want to come back as Hunter, too.
So I went straight back upstairs, packed for the weekend, and we took a flight out to San Francisco.
That no one gets to do it.
Yeah, it was crazy.
What the hell?
We ended up going.
John, that happened to you?
No, not one.
I never even got brought up to my family.
not even a...
Movies, yes.
Yeah. You want me to see Forrest Gump?
Yeah, there was something to you, right?
So by like 5 o'clock, we were at the airport and we went to San Francisco. I think I got our hotel when we arrived into San Francisco.
Yeah, there'll be one there.
And we ended up going to a 49ers game.
Who'd they play?
I don't even remember.
I cannot remember that.
Oh, hell, man.
I don't remember.
It was just so spontaneous.
It was so impromptu, but it was so fun just to get up, have zero plan. We went to...
Alcatraz.
We went to...
There's a lot to do up there. It's cool, man.
Yeah, we did like all the San Francisco stuff. That was before it got all nasty and dirty. Yeah. But this was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But it was so fun. Anytime I hear 49ers, my brain goes to that game that Hunter and I just randomly went to.
And I was a huge 49ers fan growing up.
Yeah, they won in 81, 84, 88, 89, and 94.
Dang.
Yeah, the 80s. They rock and roll, man.
I was thinking, I remember like the first football cards I had were all from that era.
Yeah.
That's like Joe Montana days.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Jerry Rice. And then they went in 2019.
Great football.
Steve Young, don't you have a jersey?
I sure do.
We got that from...
Oh, yeah. Handed right sucker right over. Super Bowl jersey.
Oh, my gosh. That was at the Matthew Axelson Golf Tournament. Yeah. They had that.
Great dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the interesting thing about the 49ers and the Bengals is the Bengals lost the Super Bowl in 88 to San Francisco and 81.
Oh, rematch.
So we could have a rematch on our hands, and that could be entertaining. That'd be
cool. Everybody in the comments, put your predictions.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So do we do like one of those betting things?
I'm sure we'll get into that. You can't believe we're going to get into now.
Is that legal? Is betting legal?
Ask Mac.
I won't call it that.
Ask Mac.
not in Texas.
Tillman's working on it. No, probably shouldn't say that.
But how do you do like those squares?
That's just like at home stuff.
We can do that. Where's that whiteboard at when we start?
Should we do a T&Q squares?
Yeah, so
we can do a T&Q squares. Everybody gets a square.
Tote board.
Winner
Tuesday.
Gets a whole bunch of merch, like some cool unreleased stuff.
How many people could you get into that?
You can get as many people as you want.
Like the Patreons?
Yeah, Patreons could do it. And we can give them a cool kind of unreleased box.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good idea. Start getting them involved a lot more.
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
Bring them into the fold.
Put them in the comments.
All right.
If you're a Patreon.
Yeah, if you want to do the squares, put it in the comments. All right, well, is that a wrap on 2022? We're excited about 2023.
Well, let's talk about Morgan.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Morgan.
How about that, dude?
How about Morgan? So freaking proud of Morgan. Obviously, this show, it's titled Team Never Quit Podcast, Marcus and Morgan, which we've always wanted that to happen and just fly. But Morgan had this ambition to run for Congress. And ever since he's been running, he couldn't record. So I've been filling in for that.
Just me and you, babe. Everybody comes in here and then they go on a bigger, that's what you want to do. Don't stay in the nest too long. Yeah. Get what you need to know and get the hell on and go
so, do great things. 2023 and beyond, it is Marcus and myself.
And we got him over there.
And we got Hunter and we got John.
Got the crew.
Yeah, this is the crew. So you will see some transitioning of like logos and that kind of stuff from Marcus and Morgan to Marcus and Melanie. And we got to go to D.C.
D.C. was such a fun time.
Yeah.
Oh, this is definitely going to shift a little bit because our perspective when he's in there. Don't think I'm not going to have some fun with this.
Yeah. Marcus really
I'll
wants...
I'll be your inside government asset. Because when I go out there and see what I see, I'm going to tell you straight up what's happening.
Well, we got to go what we thought we were going for the swearing in. And we were there for almost the full, 5 days or whatever. And we never got to see him get sworn in because they were arguing the whole time.
Yeah, couldn't pick a speaker.
Could not agree on a speaker. So we missed Morgan swearing in.
It was 2 a.m. or something anyways.
Which... I stayed up and watched, which for me to stay up.
I feel like we're kind of dorks now because who watches C-SPAN?
I do.
I do.
Because my brother's up
now. What?
Yeah. I mean,
no, come on. Don't tell anybody that.
I freaking stayed up like it was a football game.
Yeah, I know, right?
I was standing up yelling at the TV. And anyway, I got to see him get sworn
C-SPAN.
In. But yeah, so we're super excited for Morgan. On to bigger and better things. He got 3 committee nominations.
Yeah.
It's freaking awesome.
Like a freshman taking 21 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, wait, do you see what, yeah. See what this dude does?
But we're so proud of him, and we know if anybody can do it, Morgan can.
Oh, yeah.
He's like...
I can't wait to see, because they can't believe what we just trailered into that door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I'm talking about, like... Most everyone thinks you got to have some kind of this, that, and the other. No. You can send one person in there and let him do his thing. Mm-hmm. And it's, I mean, like, by the time he's done, you know, he goes in, everyone's going to get to loving him.
Yeah.
And then they're going to see what he's all about.
He had his...
I mean, he don't mess around. He's straight, head to toe legit, man. I mean...
If you're not following Morgan's new Instagram, because he had to get a new Instagram, I don't know, like, congressman rules, but it's Rep Latrell... Texas,
yeah.
Or TX,
yeah.
REP Latrell TX, and that's his new platform to be able to share what's going on in DC. And he just did his first on the floor speech.
How about that?
And oh my gosh, it fired us up so much. He did so well.
Sound sophisticated when he's like, "Hey, Mr." I mean, I got a suit and tie on. I'm so proud of him, man.
Oh, how is that?
I mean, don't look at me and think that that's my book. We're completely different. anything bad, that's me. All right, anything good, that sucker, that was him, man.
You're good too.
No, I just hold it well. I'm proud of him, man.
I keep thinking about
that. I mean, I have to be good now all the time, which is somewhat unnerving. You know how hard that is?
So ever since Morgan got elected, Marcus has taken it upon himself to dress up everywhere he goes. Even the kid, like Axe's basketball game, he's mm-hmm. always dressed up. And so everyone thinks that Marcus is Morgan.
And you're not used to it.
It's so funny.
They haven't called me by my name in a long time.
Yeah, it's ever since he got elected.
But you know, the one time I decided to dress normal, I'm out there doing something, they'll be like, oh, there's my congressman. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I have to deal with that now.
Yeah.
It was one of those things that we didn't know would transpire. I was like, did I catch you? And like, no. Of course, my brother played. He's like, obviously my brother.
Obviously.
That was obviously my brother.
Yeah. But that was a highlight of our 2022.
How about that?
On a family level, is Morgan. We actually, Marcus and I worked the polls as volunteers.
Made me do it too.
And Hunter did too.
You want to do one round of that.
Yeah.
Hunter and his friends worked the polls. And I mean,
that'd
it was
be mandatory in the high schools.
It was a family affair.
You know what I'm talking about? Coming in to learn to get
to make
age?
Them work the polls and kind of do all that to see how it operates.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that be a thing for our government? Because.
Well, they do a lot of voting at schools anyway.
There's a lot of stuff we don't teach them that I think.
I
we're getting off topic here because I feel that's
real
that
quick.
A good one.
When I was a kid, I think I was in like third or fourth grade. I don't remember. It was the year that Bush Senior was running against Dukakis, and I remember that because we used to call him Dukaka.
Hmm.
Our class had the coolest thing. Our teachers created one sheets of all of the things that each candidate believed in and was like running for. So it didn't have anything bad. There was no, you know, he said, she said, or like smear campaign stuff. It was just bullet points of what the accomplishments that each candidate wanted to achieve. And they pass it out to every student, and you would circle everything that you believed in on each sheet. And whatever had the most, that's who you would vote for. And they had this cardboard cutout, kind of like a lemonade stand looking thing, this cardboard cutout voting box. And you got a little voting ticket. You wrote who you were voting for. And on each side of the voting booth, they had a life-size cutout picture of each candidate, Bush and Dukakis. So in that yearbook, and I cannot freaking find it. I found it like 5 years ago, and I don't know where I put it. There's a picture of me in the yearbook standing next to Bush Senior. And I'm little. I'm like third or fourth grade or something. I don't remember. I was definitely in elementary school. But it was such a neat way for kids to learn how you vote. You vote based on what you believe in, but you're voting based off of factual information, not this smear campaign bullshit. Mm-hmm. I hate the smear campaign stuff.
No. That's a sin. You're not supposed to bear false
I don't even know.
Somebody. I'm pretty sure it's in there.
I don't even know like how to say this without saying a horrible word. But it's just disgusting. And if you have to do that in order to gain recognition, then you're a piece of shit. Like, there's just no other word for it other than you're a piece of shit. Run on your own merit. Don't run on trying to bash somebody else. It's a bullshit, wimpy way of doing things. Like,
it is.
Run.
It's cowardice.
It's so cowardly. Just run on your own merit. We need to better our, like, campaign system. We have to start running on our own merit, on what we want to accomplish, not on somebody else's faults or lies about them. A lot of it is just straight up lies, which I don't even see how legally you could do that, but they do. Anyway, excited about 2023 and about the podcast, and we are super appreciative of our Patreon subscribers, our sponsors. Navy Federal Credit Union has stuck with us. This is the second year. And we just thank everybody for that.
Probably one of my greatest accomplishments. Who would have thought back in the day of Navy Federal being like, hey. I remember walking in their doors. I mean, with my money, like, hey, can you hold this for me? So thank y'all for always watching out for us. God bless y'all.
Yes, we appreciate everybody.
We're out.